Bhaktivinoda Samhita in the Nectar of Devotion, it explains that the qualities of Sudha Bhakti and Kleshagni and Subhada, these are qualities of Sadhana Bhakti. So it seems that these are only complete at Nishta. Is that correct understanding or not? When are they complete?
Coming to how?
Then why are they, you mean Ashakti?
Upper is to Bhava, Subhashakti.
Then why are they considered the qualities of sadhana?
These are all sadhana. Up to Bhava. In Nishtha no bhajan.
That's no ruchi.
Especially Raganuga Sadhan up to Bhav, Vishuddha Sakta coming. So at that time they suddenly in full term. Not full term, but yet some smell lives there. When the Sadhak has darshan of Krishna, after having prayed, then no smell also. That time it becomes fully Kleshagni and Subhadabhu. It begins from Nishtha.
Begins from
Nishtha. And at last, in full, then the bhakti reaches at the stage of bhava. But yet smell lives. When prem comes and she sees Krishna, then fully goes. That is Kleshagni, last stage. And Subhada. So many things to prem is Subha. To take the darshan of Krishna is Subha. But begins from this, not from Nibbati.
Or not from Nibbati. Because the notas are, they are Klesh.
So in Nishtha, not fully, not goes. It goes some. In Ruchi, half. In Asakti, three-fourths. In Bhav, fully goes, but a smell thick, lives there. And then Krishna prem comes and sees Krishna, then fully smell and completely goes. And place a kerosene oil tin here. Understand?
Yes.
And so much smell is coming. When I will keep out that kerosene till there, kerosene till tin is not there, but a smell is there.
Good.
Good. Yeah. And then when Sarisha oil, Sarisha means?
Mustard oil.
Mustard oil. It will be given there. Neat and clean. And some dhup will be given there. Dhup, you know? Then the smell also will go. Like this. Then Diksha will be completed there
in training.
100 ডিগ্রি আসতে পারো, এখানে জায়গা আছে, চলে যাও ভিতর না, ওহা তো জায়গা হয় তোমাকে পাস।
Another question, also more from Bhakti Samrita Sindhu, that Rupa Goswami describes that there are two ways to achieve Bhava. One is Kripa and the other is Sagan. So until one, by Sagan, gradually one's consciousness is purified, anartas go, and one's desire comes more and more. And then when one's consciousness is Vishuddha Sattva, when it is pure, then Bhava can come. So Bhava can't come until the consciousness is pure like that. It is like the pot cannot hold Sambitladini until. So if that is the case, then how? That and also Rupa Goswami says that type of bhava that comes through sadhana is inferior to the bhava that comes through kripa. It doesn't burn as brightly. So through kripa, what is the nature of that bhava? And it cannot come before the consciousness is pure, or is it so powerful it purifies the consciousness by itself, that kripa. It gives bhava and it also purifies.
I could not understand fully.
Yeah. What did you do?
Consciousness means?
Chitta.
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 The consciousness, anarthas are removed, ruchi comes, then ashakti, and then through sadhana, then bhakti-sar comes, ladini sambit. So that is by sadhana. The process of attaining bhava by sadhana. But Rupa Goswami also describes the process of attaining bhava by kripa. So at that time, if you are getting by kripa, that means your consciousness is not asakti. So how can you hold,
how is it through sadhana you go to bhava, so much hard work, gradual purification, but then through kripa, how is it immediately?
Not slowly, but
I think all comes by Krishna prasadaj or bhakta prasadaj. Sadhana will not go up to that place. Sadhana is secondary thing. Krita is main thing.
For bhakti sar to come, there must be kripa.
Especially in Radhanga. Sadhana is only to purify themselves.
Remove anarthas and get the taste.
But anartha will also go by the mercy of Guru Vaishnava and Bhagavan. There is all mercy there. Sadhana means, what is the meaning of sadhana? What sadhana?
Practice.
What?
Sadhana, Kirtana, Vishnu, Swami, Panchanga, Bhakti.
We say that sadhana is that Mahadevi kaku bharagata gadayat jadata jyate nupatta bhuvu dandavat jadata asya prasadam abhidhasya janasya kutya gandharvite padagamani varamani asumati rajite. This prayer we are doing. Oh Rajite, I am so foolish, knowing nothing. Ajnani, I know nothing about this. But yet I know that by the grace of your grace, you can do anything. So, ha devi, ha ha, means, repeating, so, praying,
yeah.
That you should mercifully. I being a yogya, unqualified, but yet you should do mercy upon me. You should write my name in the list of your Pallodashi. So, being prayer like good all things, to dham, bhandavan dham, uradhati, nishankum, yuga, jivadhan, jamana, these are sadhus, to faith. Have their merciful. When our prayer will be pure, then they will give mercy. This is sadhana and this is.
This is Radha
Mahasana. This is Radha
Mahasana. But he's asking what is the difference.
Why is the distinction made then? Rupa Goswami has made this distinction between sadhana and kripa siddhi.
Vishwanath Chakravarti has told that the beggar was going, or any sadhu was going, he reached a village when sun was about to set. Went in the village and thought that today I will have to stay here. He went at a home and told that I will leave here tonight and in morning I will go. The person told that you should take mahapsadam here. You should take your meal here. He told that there are two ways. If you want to cook yourself, you can cook. I will give you rice, dal, chawal, atta, sabji, all things, ghee, gura, chini, everything I will give you. I will give you the pot and vessels and kachunga, you know, to stove and all this. You can cook and after cooking, you can give it to, offer it to your Radha Krishna, and then you can take. Otherwise, we have Vigraha's Radha Krishna here, and we daily offer prasad to Naivedya to him. And if you like, we can give you Mahaprasad. There are two sadhus there. One told that I will cook. And another told that I will not cook, I will take Mahaprasad. So, for one, he gave chawal, dal, everything. And for other, he gave Mahaprasad. To give chawal, dal, wood, fire, oats, everything is also mercy. He gave all these things. That is, Krishna is giving, or Vaishnava or Guru are giving in how to do practices, sadhana. So for sadhana also, mercy is necessary here. If any Guru will not tell to his disciple that how he should do sadhana, what he can do? So this sadhana bhajan is also due to kripa. But it will take time, a long process. And by mercy of Krishna or his associates, it is also mercy, it is given. But cooking food, that is, or you should have prayed. So this is not in long term, and but to whom we will be?
Who gets quicker?
Who will decide that Krishna prana should be given this time to him?
Vaishnavas.
How will you consider? He will see that there is no one else. He is too utkanthit, too eager. Without this he will not live, he will die. So they give that one. And for that, which has chawal, dal and all others, that will be given sadhana, mercifully, then you long term do. And when there are enough to go, and he will be so utkanthit, eager for that, and he will come in the stage of that person, then he will also have prayer.
So basically the same.
Same, but process long and short.
That person who is very utkanti, he must have at some point previous purva janma or something, he must have done
certainly. This is purva samskar. Purva samskar. And usually he can have the association of Raganugat Rasik Bhavna. And that in process going, so much delay. We will have to take diksha, then hearing katha, and after that he will come in Raganuga term, and then going, at last when he will come in that stage, Vaishnava or Krishna will be. He will see that, oh, he is eager army. If a man or monkey is not thirsty, if anyone gives water very cool, very fragrant water, very cool and very good water, he will take. So he is not qualified to give it mercy. He will not he cannot absorb it.
And the Rupa Goswami has also said that there is a, or maybe in one of the tikkas, it's explained that there is a difference in the quality. If someone gets bhava by sadhana, it's different than if one gets by kripa. That will be blind.
By kripa, anyone can have bhaji bhakti bhav. It may be. And he will also have bhaji bhakti bhav. And in long term, if he associates with Rasik Vaishnava, he will be also. And anyhow, he is so much fortunate to have the association of them, then he may be turned into Raganuga.
But in Ragmarg, there is no difference. If one is Bhava Bhakta, he is Bhava Bhakta. Whether he is Kripa or Sadhana, it doesn't make any difference.
Like, Bharat, Bharat Narayan, who has gone up to Bhava. But Vaibhava, but Vaidhi Bhakti Bhava. No Braj Bhava, no Rasik Vaishnava. But the Bilya Mangal was also a sadhak, not Siddha. But anyhow, his previous sanskar was there and it was covered there. But after that, he got the association of Chintamani. He increased and that bhav, she increased. But yet it was at first lust. But when he pushed him, when his eyes were opened, and last sanskar came out, and Krishna gave him his association. He came and inspired him, who has accepted it. Sikhi Kucha Maoli, Siksha Guru.
Krishna himself.
Krishna gave him all these aspirations, outwardly, inwardly, especially inwardly. And he became so. And at last he became Siddha of Braja Rasa. Taking class of bhajan rahasya, panchamaya, there is a slope that I am chiefly Asudananda. अरे जो आज कीर्तन में पंडित जी को ले जाएगा जब देना और मिनिमल कवि कह देना वो जाएगा बल्दे स्लो बट आई विल मेडिटेट आई विल ध्यान ध्यान
मेडिटेट
Sikhi Kuchha Maoli. And I will utter the name of Krishna of very sweet names related to the that leader, pastimes of Krishna. Like Rash Bihari, Radhana, Radha Jagunda, Radha Ramana, Radha Man Bhanjanakari. Understand?
One who broke the man of Radha.
That's me. Having the Lord, that I will be the Dasi of Radhika, bring all things to Krishna, meditating, worshipping, doing Aradhana of Krishna. But his heart is there that I want to be the Palla Dasi of Radhika, Dasi of Radhika. And then Krishna will be, so please, to make me the Dasi of Radhika. To bring everything our sadhana. But we should think that what will be anukul for our sadhana bhajan. So, worshipping Krishna, meditating Krishna, uttering Krishna, but always have one thing only. I want to be so. Radhika Das. So, we should do anything, but that thing should be in our heart. But it is primarily at Bhans Sriyati. They are bound to think here and there all these things. Those who have really asakti in this body and asakti in all the pleasant things for this body, they are not qualified for these things. Only very qualified devotees are for these things. But tendency of raga and bhajan in bhakta becomes so.
By hearing, the eagerness comes, an association.
If the association is real, and our heart is also painful.
But it seems that if the association is very powerful, then it can change, transform a heart that's not qualified in it.
But qualified association is there. So powerful. वो जो कि कहते हैं ये आकर्षण का लोह है,
magnet,
maybe so powerful, but the iron is covered with clay, it cannot catch. So both are needed. This will be powerful, and that should be clear.
What does it mean that it is clear? It means a not in vritti or
all these things.
All these things. And there's some sanskar. Purva sanskar also is needed.
I need or not. I want or not. This is the first thing. Only the
lip service, just speaking it.
Just speaking will not do.
Yeah.
In what state do you have to be there? It depends. Has it been good things in Bhajan Parishya? We should read carefully to adapt all these. Then, what is good?
74.
Something? Sir, what I have told yesterday meaning last. What book? 74. Tavatam dara gandha sangi vatena chandra vadiparakutamani keli kalpat chalena मधुरमुख मुकुंदम कुंडतीरेणि गंतम मधुपमं पदाहं दिक्ष दर्पण करिष्य. Karnath Das Goswami was weeping, having seen that scene, from last to slow.
Thank you.
Then how to do that? Now he was trying to tell me. In the meantime, he went in the inner leader and he saw that Krishna is going to meet Srimati in Kuja by doing Abhisar. In the meantime, Krishna saw the Padma and Sabda. They are watching the way. And saw that Krishna is very eagerly Bhakti Durgati se
doing the fast.
Traveling very fast.
Hiding himself. Escaping from the sight of another. And he was going. In the midway, Chandra, the Sakya of Chandravali, they saw Krishna going and they went to Krishna and they told that our Sakhi is here and he is eagerly watching you to come. Krishna could not deny. And anyhow he went in the Kunja of Chandravali. They received Krishna, they welcome, very good. And he was telling Rasakatha and all other things. They began so happy to have Krishna. Krishna has told Chandravali also and Srimati also that today I will come. So they were very pleased to have Krishna. When they were doing Vidas, they might be talking and everything. Krishna felt some Sugandha. Srimati Radhika is Vrindavaneshwari, also of Vrinda Devi. She is master of Vrinda Devi also. And there all birds, all nature, five elements, air, fire, water, earth, and sky, five elements, are under the control of Vrinda Devi. And Vrinda Devi is controlled by Srimati Radhika. So Vrinda Devi sat back in her kunja, Srimati Radhika. First Vasak Sajja. She has done bed of flowers. Only the petals. And after the very formal, soft, linen thick, this vasti is given. There, Shri Gandh Jaladiya, we have given Angar Dani. Angar Dani means dhoop, not this
dhuni,
dhuna. And they have made garlands. They have prepared so many things. And watching eagerly, sometimes coming to door and again going and asking for Sakhi Lalita Vishakha and all others, but why he is not coming? Time is going for her. But no sign. Now she became utkanthita. And so much eagerly she was watching. But yet, no sign. So Vrindavani Devi thought that I should serve Srimati Radhika. So she ordered air that is common. That you should take the fragment of Srimati Radhika's body. You should take it to where Krishna is there. Anywhere he is. You should take it. So, by the order of Vrinda Devi, the air took the friend of, took the scent of Radhika Anchal, which came from his Sriyanga. And he did not know where is Krishna. So he, in broad way, we are there in whole Vrindavan. Yeh vistar ho gaya, vistar ho gaya.
He spread.
And he went in so deep kunds where anyone cannot go. The air went in the midst of river, in mountains, everywhere, a look and corner of the Braja. And this one part went there where Krishna was. When he smelt that
fragrance of Srimati Radharani,
he taken at once mad. He could not sit there. She was studying, stand up and again sitting. Then Chandravali told that, I see you are now
restless.
How you restless? Then see, Krishna told that, I came here, but mother has ordered me to do something. And my mind is not, no remembrance. I have forgotten I have come at, but it will be very, very dangerous for us and all. So I will have to just go, otherwise no way. All will be killed by asur or anything. Perhaps Keshi has come or anything has come. So I must go this time. Chandravali told that, you can go but come again very soon. Well, very, very soon, I am just coming, I am going, no late, I am coming just now. So here, Tavatam Vara Gandha Asangi Bhatena. When it is telling that all Srimati Radhika, the air,
wind, breeze.
Breeze? Yeah. Is coming? उसको सवार हो करके कैरिंग कैरिंग दी फ्रेगमेंट ऑफ श्रीमती आदि एंड इट इज सो पावरफुल बट व्हाट टू टेल अदर्स हिमसेल्फ कृष्ण बिकम्स मैन And then he prays to wind, that cool air, that fresh is. Then air tells that come on with me, I'll take you to that place. So the air, here he has become the guidance of Krishna. And it is so powerful that that Krishna cannot live without that. If he smells that, he should at once go there. As if any mad person cannot check himself to do anything. He can't do anything wrong or anything. So Krishna at once comes with air. And having one hand on the air means from where the Gandhi is coming?
Yes. He has just
followed
it. And in that sense he's taking.
Air is going forward and Krishna is falling, having one hand on this on the soldier of air. Otherwise he will be fall down. Nothing. Chandra Vali Karat Kutamalli Keli Talpat Chalena. Where Krishna was? Krishna was sitting and doing and talking very sweetly with Chandra Vali. And what Chandravali has done by his own hand, she had met so beautiful petals. And they were eagerly talking with very sweet and gentle talkings. If there is a person If a person is so hungry, no? And if he is so thirsty, Agaranti Dev, in Srimad Bhagavatam, no? And they have prepared something to take, and they have taken it, and going to take, and if anyone takes, What will be the but
the condition?
They were talking eagerly and ready to do rasalab bilas. In the same moment, in the midst, the air came with fragrance. And Krishna at once left. How he left? He is not telling that I am going to Srimati Radhika. So here, Keli Talpat Chalena. Keli Talp, Krishna was sitting on the Keli Talp with Chandravali. But yet, he left at once, telling that, oh, anything, very calamity has fallen on me. My brother, I should certainly go. Our mother has ordered me and I have forgotten that I have to go out. And he, as a busy person, he at once came. And where he go? He went, Madhur Mukhi Mukundam. Where you are sitting in the cool, having his hands on the soldier of that air, and he went there where you were. Madhur Mukhi, now with the help of that fragrance, he came to that Kunj, and here Srimati Radhika was sitting. Madhur Mukhi means
sweet face.
Sweet face, no. Bakramukhi, Manimukhi, and with very
anger.
This is Madhur Mukhi. And he has ordered me, my man's Tulasi, his Raghunath Das's Goswami. Oh, go to the door of Kunja and don't let that Krishna Bhujanga here come here. Stop him and don't allow him to come. Then that Krishna began to pray that Tulsi Manjari, and my this became so.
I became so proud.
Yes. How darpam karishe madhukam even kadaham bhikcha darpam karishe. When Srimati Radhika will order me, I will go on the gate of that Kunj. I will tell, oh snake, don't come here. You cannot buy my sakhi. Where you were, what dream, I will not let you go there. Pardon? And she is, no. So this is Dharpa. Then I told that where you were, you should tell me truth. Then I will
allow you.
No. Then I can arrange anything.
I will consider.
Otherwise, no. Then Krishna wanted to escape this thing, but because he was mad. How mad? Madhupamiva. He was mad like a madhu. Madhu means? Who takes madhu and honey and becomes mad. The Krishna was mad. What he is telling and what he is not telling, what he is doing and what he is not doing, he is doing against us,
right
or wrong. She has nothing,
no
control, out of control. So he could not think what to tell me, and he at once he told that I was coming here, but in the way they were waiting for me, and forcibly they took me there, and I had to go there. But anyhow, I could not live there by the smell of my this priya. What to tell them? My prem to Radhika is like an unlimited mountain, so high. And the gopis' prem are like oil seeds,
mustard.
So much difference between them. So I could not live there. At last I am coming from there. Oh, you have done wrong.
You can't come.
You cannot come. You cannot enter. You can go from where you are coming. You should go. As a madhuk, you are like a madhu. So many flowers in bhujan, in morning. And madhu, that is Bali, goes to one flower and taking the juice goes to another, and leaving them also goes to another. New one. You are like Madhu, where no wisdom and buddhi. You have lost your everything. You are not ekantik. Ekantik, you know? One. So my sakhi is not that like you. So she will not accept you. But Krishna began to weep and began to do again and again. At that time, darpan karishe. Darpan means my sakhi smell is so powerful. So what to tell about my sakhi? How she is powerful. But Krishna being so, and lakhs and lakhs gopis are there, but leaving them all Chandrauli also, and he is coming and begging for my sakhi. So I become so proud, my heart becomes swollen. Then I will allow Krishna and tell him that first go and beg pardon on her, apology to her. See, then Krishna very silently holding hand and
keeping cloth on his head.
Next, then he again becomes so pride and so fear. He is telling that after that, when he was taking Krishna inside, having the hands of Krishna in his hand, but at last she saw that no hand, nothing. And she was crying bitterly. Then he is praying that, oh Srimati Radhika, when I will see that scene, and I will be so much pleased, so much happy to see that, I am so much glad to see that Krishna leaving all Sarsha, mustard oil seed, coming to mountain of praying here. So I will be so happy. Can you give me that darshan? This is the darshan.
They
will
eat everything.
Very.
Cloth around his neck, that is a sign of humility. Bhakti Vinod Thakur also.
Everything.
Don't say to Madhav. Can you do it?
So, our Gurudev has given it, that we all should be humble.
Go like this. Why is he arranging to go to see both of them? Why has Krishna made appointment with both of them?
To increase the eagerness.
He was actually going to Radharani.
No, but he has arranged also with
Radharani. Jogmaya arranged everything. Also for Chandravi. Chandravi is none, but Srimati Radhika Prakash.
Just to make the liver sweet.
To prove that how the love of Srimati Radhika is like a mountain, living all Krishna.
See the sweet face?
To learn, Harishadhar to learn how the services of Radhika can be done, like Tulasi, like Rukmini, capacity. If there is no such either, no? Mm. So very careful, very careful.
It's the eagerness is not there.
Also for myself, because I have told you, and also for me. Also. That's why.